I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you didn't know it was Kenya, it might have seemed like another mass shooting in the U.S. It's far away and yet feels oddly close. More than 60 people have been killed in this attack, which the militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for. And today, the shopping mall in Nairobi that was the target of those militants on Saturday is still under siege. Laura Walubengo is a Kenyan journalist with DSTV Online in Nairobi. She was outside the Westgate Mall earlier today.
There was a lot of drama today, a lot of explosions in the morning, a lot of gunshots as well, and helicopters hovering all over the place. What happened is there was something burning out of the Westgate shopping mall this afternoon, and it was smoking at the back, towards the back of the building. It so turned out there was a press conference that was done after that, and it turned out that some of the militants were trying to create a diversion so that they could escape. So I think a few of them were trying to escape, but they were gunned down. I still need to confirm those details, but they were actually trying to put up some kind of diversion so that they could flee the scene. There were some hostages freed today. The authorities refused to tell us how many exactly, and they are still not sure how many are left inside the building.
What is the mood right now in Nairobi? I mean, how is Nairobi dealing with this situation?
A lot of people didn't go to work today. It's still a bit incredulous that the siege is still going on, and we still have no clear indication of what exactly is happening in there. So the most that people could do is come together in the best way they could. And so we had even one of the hospitals, MP Shah Hospital, their blood bank was full. And so they had to turn blood donors away. So there was a massive blood drive happening in one of our recreation parks, Uhuru Park. That's what people were doing, basically positive messages on Facebook, on Twitter, trying to get food to the security officers who are taking part in the siege and also giving blood.
I mean, every city has its own character, and Boston had its own horrific episode earlier this year of violence with the Boston Marathon. Every city reacts in its own way. Is there one word or one way you can describe Nairobi's ability to kind of face situations like this?
It's just completely resilient because nobody seems completely fazed. When one person says something on Twitter that, you know, okay, this is what Al-Shabaab is saying and they're going to finish us, and somebody else says, no, you know, that's propaganda. We are Kenyans. We always stand to the end. So that is one thing that has really stood out. And a lot of people are impressed with how much we were able to unite so quickly.
The ethnic divides in Nairobi and Kenya are pretty well known. We saw how they kind of came to the surface during the elections some years ago. So is the big gulf between Kenyans who live in the shanty towns that ring the city and the wealthy who frequent these pretty affluent malls like Westgate. Has this attack widened those divides?
No, actually, it's brought it together because there were two clear messages that I can think of. During the rescue operation on the first day, at the Westgate Mall, it was mainly the Nairobi Asian community that was having a massive function there because it was East FM had a cooking competition for kids. And East FM is a Hindi-speaking radio station. So there were a lot of Nairobi Asian community over there. And so when the rescuers were going in, people would come out with kids who are Asian, and people would come out with kids who are black kids as well. I mean, it did not matter. It was just about the rescue mission. And another thing that a lot of people who were interviewed when they were giving out blood were saying was that, you know what, I just gave out blood. My blood has no color. My blood has no race. My blood has no religious denomination. And so there's a unity aspect there that a lot of people didn't expect. I think it's also because the president and a lot of the leaders who addressed the nation were busy saying that, you know what, we should not look at this as a Somali issue. We should look at it as a terrorist issue. So that is how people have thought that they should address this matter in order not to escalate any kind of violence and just make sure that everybody's okay. And a lot of people who have been interviewed, I think a lot of the local TV stations are trying deliberately to talk to Kenyans of a Somali origin to say, look, hey, this is not every single Somali who's involved in this, but it is a group of people who even the Kenyan Somalis do not really understand.
Laura Walubengo, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
That was Laura Walubengo, a web editor with DSTV Online in Nairobi.